Hey there, beautiful people. Riley Hart here, and welcome back to Realistic Positive Affirmations, Grounded Confidence. Ever feel like you're running on fumes? Like your to-do list is a mile long, and your energy reserves are somewhere between empty and non-existent? Yeah, me too. That's why we're diving into something super important today. The power of self-care in your daily life. I know, it sounds like another buzzword thrown around on social media, but trust me, there's real magic in making time for yourself. It's not selfish, it's essential. Think about it, you wouldn't pour water into a leaky bucket, right? You'd fix the leak first, make sure the foundation is strong before filling it up again. Your well-being is exactly like that bucket. If you keep pouring energy into everything else without replenishing yourself, eventually you'll run dry and crash hard. So, let's dive into 5 key takeaways to supercharge your self-care game. 1. Listen to your body. This one seems obvious, but we often ignore our body's signals. That nagging headache, fatigue after lunch, those aren't just minor inconveniences, they're cries for attention. Learning to recognize these cues and taking a break when needed is crucial. Think about it like this. You wouldn't keep driving your car until the engine light was flashing frantically, would you? Your body deserves the same respect. Need to take a 5-minute walk? Do some deep breathing exercises? Go for it. Those little pauses can make a world of difference. 2. Define self-care in your terms. This isn't about bubble baths and face masks, although those are awesome. Self-care is deeply personal. It could be reading that book you've been meaning to start, hitting the gym, spending time with loved ones, or even just having a good cry when you need it. The key is finding what truly recharges you. Think about what brings you joy, peace, and energy. Maybe it's taking a long walk in nature, listening to your favorite music, or simply enjoying a cup of tea in silence. Don't compare yourself to others. Focus on what nourishes your soul. 3. Schedule it in. I know, life gets busy. But if you treat self-care like any other important appointment, you're more likely to prioritize it. Put it in your calendar, set reminders, and make it non-negotiable. Just like you wouldn't skip a doctor's appointment, hopefully, you shouldn't skip your own well-being check-ins. 4. Say no more often. This one can be tough, but learning to set boundaries is crucial for self-care. Saying no to commitments that drain you or don't align with your priorities frees up time and energy for what truly matters. It's not about being selfish, it's about making space for yourself. Imagine you have a limited number of precious resources, like hours in the day or emotional energy. Would you spend those on things that drain you, or invest them in activities that bring you joy and fulfillment? Self-care is about choosing wisely. 5. Practice gratitude. This may sound cliche, but being grateful for the good things in your life can have a profound impact on your well-being. It shifts your focus from what's lacking to what's abundant, which naturally boosts your mood and overall sense of happiness. Take a few moments each day to appreciate the simple things. A warm cup of coffee, a sunny day, a good conversation with a friend. Let me tell you about a time this really hit home for me. I was going through a particularly stressful period, juggling multiple projects and deadlines. I felt overwhelmed, burnt out, and like I was constantly running on empty. Then I started incorporating small acts of gratitude into my day, taking a few minutes to appreciate the view from my office window, listening to my favorite music while I worked, or simply savoring a delicious meal. It sounds simple, but it made a world of difference. The negativity started to fade, and I felt a renewed sense of peace and energy. Remember, self-care isn't a luxury, it's a necessity. By prioritizing your well-being, you're not only taking care of yourself, but also setting the stage for success in all areas of your life. So go ahead, make time for yourself, listen to your body, and embrace the joy of self-love. Now, I want to hear from you. What are some of your favorite ways to practice self-care? Share your thoughts in the comments below. Let's inspire each other. Don't forget to like, subscribe, and share this episode with someone who needs a little reminder to prioritize themselves. See you tomorrow for another dose of grounded confidence.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.